What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 175 of Strong the Iron Will Way. So I'm sure you've been into a bank or something like that. My bank has one of these set up, and you see a betta fish. Those are those little fish with the long fins and tails swimming around in a fishbowl that is, this one is probably twice the size of my fist, right? Not uncommon to see these things, even at people's houses sometimes. Little bowl, sometimes literally nothing in it, just water and a fish swimming around a fucking circle. Sometimes there's a little fake plant or a couple stones on the bottom. Maybe something that's kind of the size of a classic goldfish tank, so it's, I don't know, you know, twice that size, but really nothing. But you talk to that person at the bank who's in charge of the fish, and they'll say, yeah, they can survive in a little bowl like that. It's all they need. And sure enough, this fucking guy's been swimming around in a circle for, I don't know, a year at this point. And frankly, I'm shocked every time I go in there he's still alive. And I always feel sorry for him. But yet somewhere somebody's convinced that that's all they need. It's all they need to survive. Well, so my challenge to that person and to anybody who believes that is there's a big difference between surviving and thriving. So if you think that fish is thriving in that little environment, you got a lot to fucking learn about a lot of stuff. So we adopted a betta fish recently from John's school. This little guy was kept in a very similar tiny container. And literally I would watch him do nothing, just kind of sit there, kind of bored, kind of miserable, probably wishing he could find a way to kill himself, but he can't. So even though they only need that little bowl, I said, I can't have this guy in this little bowl. So we got him a bigger tank, actually, that we had from a previous betta fish that we killed, but it's a different story. Didn't kill him, just let him die on our watch. But anyway, put him in a big cage with some stuff to hide behind and some more room to move around. And you should see this dude. I mean, now listen, let's be honest. The guy doesn't have much of a life no matter what. But you can literally tell that this guy's quality of life has improved. He looks healthy. He's moving around. He's alert. He's aware when you go near the cage with food. I mean, it's just like a different. I was gonna say a different person, but it's a different fish, right? He physically looks different. I mean, fish, they're bright colored. A lot of animals will show their state of health with their coloring. And this is nothing new, guys. This is nothing unique to a betta fish or the animal kingdom. Look at any rescued animal that's been in poor living conditions, taken care of poorly, not loved, not fed well, not exercised, and then watch them thrive after 6 months of someone who actually gives a shit taking care of them, feeding them, get them exercise. Well, we are no different, guys. We can thrive on very poor diet, very little water, lots of alcohol, virtually no exercise, lots of stress. The human body is incredibly resilient and can survive extreme environments. But that is nothing close to thriving. Our goal here is not to survive and not to see what we can survive or how much we can survive. Our goal is to thrive and to live life energetic and with gusto, as they say, right? With passion. You can't do that if you're just surviving. So, you know, do you need exercise? Depends on who you ask. You ask the person with the small fish bowl, they'll tell you no. But you ask me with the fish swimming around, having a good time in the big fish bowl, I'm going to tell you yes. Okay? Same thing with eating. Yeah, you can eat shit and stay alive and maybe even not get sick. I've seen it. I've done it. You see a lot of people that'll eat crap, smoke cigarettes, drink alcohol, barely drink water, live off coffee, and somehow they're still alive. They don't get sick. But are they thriving? Do they even realize that they're not thriving? Probably not. So I would challenge you when you start looking at your daily habits and your allotted time for exercise and your eating habits and your overall lifestyle habits, and you're trying to kind of justify, because it's a common thing that we talk about, you know, justify working out, finding the time, finding the energy, finding the money, and everything that's involved in working out. When you're trying to kind of rationalize why you should be doing that, the reason you should be doing that is so you can thrive, not just survive. You're doing that so you can live a life that feels awesome, not just getting through day to day. I cannot tell you how many people that I have talked to somewhere in the 3 to 9 month stage after joining the gym, starting to work out, and getting that mojo, that zest for life back. I can't tell you how many times people say that exact thing to me. It's not really about, you know, they'll usually tell me they're down a couple pant sizes in their waist, or this is fitting differently, that's fitting differently, they're looking differently. That happens. But more importantly and more commonly, it'll be comments about how great they feel and how back into life they are, and how they're getting their life back and they're back on track, and how they didn't even realize they're in such a funk. That's what it's about, you guys. It's not about all the stuff you see on the outside. Yeah, that stuff's great. We never would have started without that in the first place, and we like that stuff. But really, it's about giving a little pump to that life, and, you know, getting you out of bed in the morning and making you look forward to each day with energy rather than just kind of cruising through. So keep just that those simple kind of phrase in mind, right? Think about, we're here to thrive, not to just survive. Have a good day, you guys.